Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of September 2018, and this is the 870th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm just doing some end-of-the-day things, like putting the rubbish out, bringing the washing in. It's quite overcast at the moment, and I thought it might even rain. I'm not sure. It has been the most beautiful, beautiful day, and I went for quite a long walk this morning. Yesterday, I think I said that I felt quite restless, and somehow finishing what I was trying to do and sending it off was a real relief. And this morning I felt that I was able to just enjoy a longer walk and take things a bit more slowly, do my qigong, and it was a perfect day for both those things, and a perfect day for drying the washing too, which it hasn't been for a while. It's been quite difficult to find a day where there hasn't been some rain at some point, even though it hasn't been especially wet. Although I'm doing end-of-the-day things at the moment, one of the end-of-the-day things was just putting the kettle on for a cup of tea. My working day is, well, it's not just starting, but it hasn't. It's been very gentle today. I've just been to the cafe and set up what I want to do in the cave tonight. The cave is going to be at my place, which does mean that I have an extra hour this afternoon, which I really enjoy. It means that I can eat not quite as early as usual, which, you know, has to be between 3 and 4 on days when the cave is elsewhere. But this time I can wait until 5. Very late evening meal. So having sent off a scene yesterday, I am back to outlining, and my concentration today is going to be on the antagonists and see where they take me today. I'm rather wishing that I'd had a nap. Sometimes I have a nap in the middle of the day, and it re-energizes me for the rest of the day, especially if I'm working in the evening. But today I really wanted to make that fish pie that I was talking about yesterday, and so I did, and then I ate rather too much of it for lunch, so I think I've overeaten a bit, and also missed the chance to have any kind of rest time. So I'm hoping this pot of tea will be really restorative. If I can find my accoutrements. It's funny how the day seems to go in these cycles of energy and sleepiness. And I really notice the sort of 11 o'clock in the morning is a very dopey time. And after lunch used to be, but it isn't really anymore. But although I'm sure that's helped by going to the cafe and writing there where I'm among other people. Sometimes that's a bit distracting. Yesterday I was sitting next to a table of rugby coaches, and I got a bit, found myself eavesdropping on tackles and injuries and teams and programs for next year, rather than what I was trying to concentrate on. Today they were playing Jimi Hendrix, which was quite energizing, actually. Was good that I was able to work with that really quite easily, So there is a bit of Russian roulette when you go to a cafe to write. It may not always work. And with my local cafe, I really don't like wearing headphones. It feels even more antisocial than not speaking and and working on a screen. Somehow it feels as if you're trying to be not part of it. And of course, part of me is trying to not be part of it. But there's another part of me that is there precisely because there are people around, and their presence, even if I'm not interacting with them, is important. So it's up and down. I'm going to make this quite a short podcast today because I do still have one or two things that need to be done before my house is presentable enough for a writer's cave. Not a lot, but just I wasn't really expecting it, and so I've allowed things to run down. It's a very good excuse to... Well, not a good excuse, a good reason to whip around and to tidy things up a bit. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with your work, whether it's actively or thinking about it, dreaming about it, whether it is with full force or whether it is coming at it from the side. Or maybe you're taking a break from it just now, but it's a very conscious break that you're taking. I'm going to pass my tea through now, and I'm going to finish this podcast so that I can upload it while I'm drinking my tea. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.